Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Continue the report. The inner higher master, ultimate master, has revealed that the two kings, well, I knew already who they are, but one of the kings in Europe has hidden the peace package. It's not like a package, like a material packet, but the peace deal, just say packet, ingredients are necessary. Oh, God, I don't know how to explain this. Well, temporary, we could say that it's a secret formula in order to make peace effective and materialized. Remember, we are talking about not physical things. It is from the inside in the spiritual domain, and it's abstract. These are some abstract things. So we just say formula. But that formula, when passed together, will create energy, peaceful energy and motivation. And it will uplift the concerned people to make them think in clarity, and the peace deal will be done faster and more simple. Now, this king, one of the two kings mentioned before, he has this secret formula hidden. Because it's his duty to transfer it to the peace deal concerned and also help inside to materialize this peace deal. But he has hidden it because he worries that if he is involved or makes peace happen, then some of his secret karma will be revealed to the public or exposed in further depth. But this is not fair. If we have a job to do, we have to do it, especially for the security of the whole world, the whole planet. But because his country is far from where the war zone is, I guess he doesn't worry that much. Still, you know, if you have a duty to do something that is entrusted to you in your power to do, you should. The thing is, if you do something wrong, or if your family member who is very beloved and important to you has done something wrong, it's human nature to protect that family member. The thing is, many humans have also a position or duty on earth, but also they are from heaven. So in the heavenly domain, they have been entrusted with this kind of work to do, with this kind of duty, and they have to do it in time. When the time comes, something else happens with them or with their family members, or they did something that they shouldn't have done. So peace will be delayed when this person doesn't show up or is not willing to give the secret formula for the peace group to enact the peaceful negotiation. And so the peace is delayed for now. When I said I talked to these two kings, I don't mean I went to their palaces and talked to them. We talk inside, in the spiritual domain. And that's one king. Well, I'm still trying to push him forward to help with the peace deal. But the other king, he looks outwardly as more supportive of war, outwardly like that. Like, for example, instead of being more on the peaceful side, they reinforced a more warlike attitude or material things, like sending bigger weapons or giving more finance to support the war, so letting the war go on. I know, even if I don't disclose to you the names of these kings, they know. Actually, maybe they don't know. I mean, this is not a material thing. This is a thing of the subconscious, of the mind also, and of the karma, which is not easy for any lay person to fathom it. But even then, involving in war and peace, for me, is unsafe already. And now I'm even saying about the two kings, even though I did not mention their names, you know that I will be even more unsafe. I even have less safety now. But never mind, what I want to do, I have to do. I can't just turn a blind eye and not explain to the world people about the situation that they are in. And maybe the two kings will be awakened by my talk, you know, physically. And because I'm saying this in the outspoken worldly language, the world people will know somehow about something, at least some of the situation, and they may be praying. Maybe praying to God to help. That's all I can hope for. And if anything else I can do, of course, I'm trying. I'm trying all the time. Oh, I'm glad now that I could even be recording on and off, you know, while having a meeting with some higher beings and some kings of the universe. Some of the information comes sometimes from other kingdoms, like the king of truth storage. That means he has a duty to keep all this truth in worldly affairs, in international situations, war and peace related. So I have to ask him also, you see, not just one or two. For example, even if a king of the country, he has much of the power, but he needs also his secretary to work for him. He needs his army to protect him and to protect the country. He needs a tax office to collect the money for spending in court and for his own life, his family, etc. Similarly, in the universal arrangement, there are many kings and many gods and goddesses and goddesses and many deities, yeah, to do different things, to run the whole universe. It's a very big hierarchy. It's not like the king alone can do it. That's why God sent masters and other related saints and sages and heavenly workers to go down on earth to help the ultimate master, yeah, and to do God's will. Because a human has a physical body and all related qualities to go with it, bad or good. So, of course, God has to send someone who can relate to humans in the same physical form. Otherwise, humans cannot understand anything. They already understand very little. So God talks to them, they don't understand. They keep praying to God, but they don't hear what God says. That is the thing. So concerning the king that is hiding the secret formula, I have that information from the king of a truth store. Yes. Meaning in that storage, everything that should happen or has already happened is stored in there. And you can always dig it out to check. Just like in the Akashic Records library, for example, if you want to know about the past, present, or future of one individual, you can go to that library to dig out their information. Each one has a book that records everything that they did. Mostly past lives, past happenings. The future can change. So there is very less info in there, okay? The past and the present will be recorded accordingly. It's recording all the time. Every nanosecond of your life, nothing will be left out. But the future you can change. That's why if you did something bad, you just U-turn, repent, and make it up. Same with leaders of war. If you change, your heart, you truly repent and you have remorse about the things that you did, which caused a lot of suffering to others, you can still change it. You can still make it better. You make up for it by doing the opposite things as much as you can and repent daily, every second you can, to God and ask for forgiveness and ask also for the victims that you have caused suffering to or for. Then if you are truly sincere, God forgives. And then maybe you have to pay some less heavy karma. Otherwise, if you continue your harmful way, then you will never get out of hell. Killing human beings is the worst crime anyone could commit, regardless if you're right or wrong. If you have a really right course, you might have less suffering in hell or a shorter time. But if you don't have cause at all and you still kill people, children, women, elderly, men, etc., for no reason, then, oh God, no one can help you. So please stop it. U-turn, repent sincerely, have remorse, and try to make it up as much as you can. Ask for forgiveness from God Almighty, from the victims, from all humanity to forgive you. Then you still have a chance to be cleaned, to be forgiven, or to have a light, a very light hell karmic sentence. Even from the human's point of view, these two kings should do their job and come out to, oh no, I don't mean openly in the physical domain, but you come out to do your job properly. Okay? And now that all humans know, human souls all know about it, they know you. Inside they know you. Their souls know you. Their consciousness knows you. Their subconsciousness knows you. So you better do your work or else. Because the law of the universe never gives big leniency to the wrongdoers in the inside world. The inside world should be more clear to you, to your souls. So do your job, yeah? Don't make me do something stronger than just talking to you. You know that. I'm not just the Buddha. I'm also a warrior leader in my work. If I have to do something, I have to do it. So please, be on the peace side now. Obey God's will and fulfill your duty. The time of leniency has already gone too far, but I have tried to beg God Almighty to extend a little bit more time. So your time is very short. And you too know very well that I am also the king of this world. I have revealed this secret to the world people. But you both know very well already since long.
Yeah.
I revealed this so that the people know that whatever they do in this world, to this planet, there will be a consequence and they cannot escape the judgment of the different hierarchies in this world. The hierarchies of the world are governed by kings, prime ministers, presidents, etc., all kinds of governments, which are not always accurate in judgment due to the hidden facts, due to the physical incapability. But the inner government will not be deceived, will not be fooled in any way at all. So whatever you do will be known, will be recorded. And you have to be judged. You have to pay accordingly. So all of you should know that there is a secret government beyond all the physical governments. I do try to live virtuously according to the law of the universe. Before the time of your departure from the physical world, whatever you do, even if you can escape the eyes of the physical government, and you could escape the punishment of the physical government, there is another beyond government that will have to judge you, have to make you pay accordingly, in the fairness of the physical world, even. Not to talk about the spiritual domain or anything else. There is a network that nothing can escape. Even the nano dust cannot escape. A nano grain of dirt cannot escape this network of the deep, real, inside government of this world. It's supposed to be a secret, but I think I just have to reveal it to you. Not everything that I reveal will help me to be safer at all, but I think I have to. So the whole global community will understand that there is something else behind all this physical happening and appearance. So you cannot escape whatever you did or whatever you are doing or whatever you will do. So think twice before you do something against your own conscience and against the law of the universe. All right? And I have told you whatever I told you with the permission of God Almighty. And even if I don't like it, I still have to, for the sake of your good, so that you will remember well that there is something larger than life, and that whatever we do, we have to be responsible for. We have to take responsibility. Nothing can escape the fine net of the universal law. Even though you might see me in a physical form, I'm not just physical. My physical form is just an office to work for this physical world. I have many other offices from here all the way up to infinity. If you trust me, believe me, I can help you more. If you don't trust me, you don't believe me, I can help you less, because I cannot transgress the power of your will, the right of your individual decision. God never wants any of his children to be his slaves. That's the beautiful thing about it. Okay? Yes. The law is there for you to learn to behave perfectly. That's all. And if you don't do it well, you will have to relearn in some way or some painful way or even some hellish way, because you have the Godness within you and you judge yourself, because we are all connected together. So if you judge yourself, that means others also have to judge you. You have the right to be pure, innocent, blameless, but you also have the right to choose the opposite direction. You still have time to choose now perfection, purity, virtue, compassion, leniency, benevolence, mercy for all around you. The more you are like that to others, the more you expand your own greatness in the physical domain as well as in the whole universe. You have the choice all the time. And if you have made a wrong choice, just U-turn, repent sincerely, be humble, ask for forgiveness. That's all you have to do before it's too late. When the sin is too great, you will never get out of your own punishment in hell. You set all the rules before you were born, before you even existed. So please think about that. Go above all of your weaknesses. Be strong again. Be divine again. Be with God again. Be repentant. Be humble. be always sincerely asking for forgiveness, and you turn to the opposite of what you know is bad. That's all there is. Very simple. Okay? You don't even need to look for me, find me, or follow me, nothing. I don't ask for that. You just be your own master again. Be repentant. Ask for forgiveness and do the opposite of what bad is. And if you need more help from me, of course I'm willing to. But I'm not saying all this so that you come and follow me or anything. You could also follow me in your heart by the grace of God. But it's not why I'm telling you all this. I'm telling you all this just so that you know, so that you remember there are other things than just physical life, and you will act accordingly. I'm telling you, I told you, to remind you that you are something more than just a physical body, and there is something more than just the physical domain. And you try to search within your soul, within your godness self, to find the right solution, the right answer, the right action, to save your own self from going astray from who you are, and not going astray from God. Always remember God. Ask for help, ask for forgiveness, ask for enlightenment. Okay, everything else is already provided to you in this world, more than what you even need. Even if you live as a normal citizen nowadays, you live a more comfortable life than the kings of old. They didn't have all these comfortable instruments at their disposal, just like you have now. Yesterday, I had to look for some news, you know, as usual. I looked to see if there's anything good to report to you on our Supreme Master television. And I saw a Vietnamese young man, maybe 30 or something. He was doing some magician tricks on the street. And I saw some security men just standing there or nearby. They're not doing anything. And I saw people walking around on the square, on the street. Some young people with top-of-the-line iPhones talking or reading their news from their relatives or friends or something, you know. And I feel they are so free in Vietnam. Hola. I was thinking that sometimes the news or fake news is portraying Vietnam as a very restricted country. It's not so. Ever since peace, at least the reunification of Vietnam from North and South, things have become better and better all the time. Even my God's disciple can book the air ticket or ship or also go by car or whatever they do, depending on where I am, to see me through the waters or something like that. So it's very, very free. And they live just like any other country. Not just any other country, but a more advanced civilization within that country, within Vietnam. If it's all just the way I saw it on the news, or and also whatever news that I look in the Vietnamese net, whatever news I put on there, is very, very helpful to people. Most of it. Some fake news, of course, because some people like war, like trouble, or just like to be noticed, and they put fake news on. But most of the news is very helpful to others, to the citizens. And if other countries download them and know the Vietnamese language, that will also be helpful. I'm so glad in my heart. And I wish the Vietnamese government the best in serving their people. And I wish they can continue like that. I thank God for all that happens in Vietnam, all the good things that happen in Vietnam, and that they have a good government. Well, every government also has their flaws. But whatever I see in the news, it seems they are very good government, clean and trying to help people of their country. I hope this is all true. And that it's not just for PR, you know, public relations. Thank God, thank God. Thank God who loves Vietnam and helps a lot. And I hope the Vietnamese will become more and more vegan aware and practice vegan I saw even some Vietnamese vegan restaurant on the street. It's not a restaurant, just like a booth that they made themselves. And the government even let them in Hanoi. They arrange their things on the street, on the side of the street, you know, next to some houses, next to the wall of the gardens of Vietnamese houses. And I was so glad. And their food, that's shown on their video, looked so delicious. All the best food that I could eat every day. I miss them so much, I have to tell you the truth. The physical taste, you know, the physical life, while you're living on Earth, it is something that you cannot just shake off so quickly. Unless you went to heaven, it's different. But because I miss them doesn't mean I have to have them. I'm just saying that, oh, I know that the noodle soup, I know that fried noodles, I know them. Oh, they're wonderful, they're lovely. And I haven't had them for decades. Just like if you're away from your country, any country, and you don't have those foods for decades, you know, your native food, the way they cook is different from other countries. And of course you miss them very much. But in my situation, I can't have them. I don't have I don't have a food like that. I don't have a Vietnamese cook who would cook for me like that every day at all. I can cook for myself, but it has to be simple. I don't have time for all that. Some of the food needs time to prepare, but they are delicious. All of the Vietnamese vegan food, not even the main dishes, they are all wonderful, wonderful. You all should try. If you go to Vietnam, you should try these Vietnamese vegan foods. They are fantastic, very savory, very flavorful, and healthy. And the government just lets them work like that on the street side. I'm so happy to see that. I have to thank the government of Hanoi or of Vietnam, who is so free, freedom-giving, freedom-loving. Yeah, the way I see it. Sometimes I just coincidentally see it. That doesn't mean I look for it. I wouldn't know what to look for. But sometimes I look for the news, and this comes out. Oh, man. I wish I was there. I could eat these foods every day. I would just rent an apartment next to this vegan street food vendor, vegan street food booth. It looks so free and so good and so delicious. I don't really like the big famous or classy restaurants too much. I like those things you eat on the street. Sometime long ago, when I was always mingling with the Taiwanese God's disciples in Taiwan, whenever we had a gathering or retreat, and sometimes they just naturally put a little cooking corner in the ashram. And I like it so much, I always went there to eat. And I paid, of course. Nah? I paid for everything I used from my initiates. Everybody knows that. All of them know that. Oh, we have to date this talk in case it will come out. I'm just talking in my wigwam again. In the dark, and I forgot to say, I just look at the date, and it's the 22nd of March. So I guess you people would like to hear it. So I probably will ask the team to post it on our Supreme Master TV for you. I'm sure some would like to hear, at least my own God's disciples. So I will probably post it. But I haven't finished that. I recorded this on and off, with whomever I needed to talk to. And also with God's grace, God's presence, and the inner ultimate master presence. Even though I am one with a master, but I still need to do the physical work. So I just call them as a different, but I'm not different, just a physical. Even though it's not different, it's just I do different work and the inner master does different work, but we are together. Yeah. It's difficult to explain, but for now, you just hear that information. Oh, it is easy. For example, like Shakyamuni Buddha, yes? He was on earth. He was physically a monk, and every day he went out for alms. But that doesn't mean that he was that only. You know, he was a Buddha. He went from heaven to hell to help all beings, even heavenly beings. came and learned with him in heaven, whenever the Buddha was in heaven, okay? And Jesus Christ, he was on earth, being the carpenter's son, but he was the Son of God, and he had a vast knowledge of everything. Just humans do not understand anything that is strange to their ears, even though their souls understand, but it has to go through their minds and then their brains, and their brains are easily affected by anything around them instead of God's teachings. That is a problem. That's why all the masters suffer so much. Oh, you see, I say off and on because sometimes the master tells me the inner situation and information. Sometimes I have to ask God's permission in order to tell you something or not tell you something. So I say it, I record off and on because I turn the recorder off and on, off and on. And because there's a meeting and conversation going on, you see, it's not just a few words and then goodbye. No. I asked the master if I have to record, because if I don't record, I might forget some important things. So today, I'm happy to be able to record in the dark of the night in a wigwam, because if I had to go out and write it down, I might have forgotten things, and I will be probably not so much in tune again with the masters and with God. If I keep turning on, off, and on the light, it's too bright. The telephone is easy. I don't have to turn on any light. And I can record without, looking into the phone even. This is a beautiful, wonderful invention. I thank all the phone inventors and all the related workers for bringing this comfort into humans' lives. May you be blessed. May you be loved. May you feel the blessing and the love from God. Amen. I remind the two kings again and again that you pray to God to give you strength to fulfill your job on this planet. We are all not getting younger now. Do your work. Earn the merit, the great immense merit for doing it, for doing this noble job before your time is up. We don't live here forever. We're here for some purpose. And even though I'm not mentioning your names and your countries, but you know yourself, even physically, if you hear my words here, if you hear my words, you know. You pray to God to give you enough strength, as much as you need to overcome your fear and do your job. Everything we do for others on this planet has a price to pay. Even if we don't want to pay, we have to. But we pay a small price for doing noble work. It might hurt us. It might harm us physically or even reputation-wise. But we will be rewarded greatly in the kingdom of God when you return to your original divine abode in heaven. So please do it, and hurriedly, okay? Work with me. Work with the peace-loving team. Also here on earth, physically, though they are from heaven, just like you are. You must know this. There is something behind this physical curtain, something larger than this physical domain. Don't just go to the church and, talk as if you know what you don't know. Your souls know. Ask your souls for knowledge. Ask other masters to forgive and to guide you. Ask God Almighty to give you strength and wisdom to fulfill your job. I thank you also for you trying your best. May you be blessed more abundantly so that you can fulfill your job in the spiritual domain as well as in this physical world. The recording is not always like connected. It doesn't matter. As long as I remember something or the Master of God reminds me of something, I have to record it before I forget. So it doesn't have to be like a Nobel Prize literature piece, masterpiece or anything. As long as you hear it, you understand it, and try to act out accordingly, to help yourselves and help this world, okay? And I want to tell you something that is very honest and true. It is that from all my pureness, I told you anything I know and I'm allowed to tell. Because even in this physical domain, I feel purified, I feel clean, and I feel loved by God Almighty. And I'm immensely grateful. I do truly hope that all of you can feel that, the way I feel, pure, clean, and loved by God. May you, Almighty God, grant us this. Amen, sir. May you purify us all the way you purify me and clean me and love me. I wish that to all other beings. Amen, sir. I prostrate to your Almighty Holy Feet and thank you. In the name of all humanity and all beings on this planet, we love you. I love you.
On March 26th, Master kindly gave the following update.
By the way, just to inform you that one of the two kings that I have mentioned has come to me to ask for forgiveness. He pleaded for peace, happiness, and he is repentant. So he has handed over the peace formula and also participate in the process. I mean, inside, innerly, not that people can see. So we hope that peace will come soon. Thank you, God Almighty. Amen.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.